101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station. Online at 1700thechamp.com. Steen on Sports is on your radio now.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Since we're not here on Thursday, we might as well call this Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott today.
Every day's Happy Hour.
It is. welcome in. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13. As always, at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. I'm still working on getting everything. I was so tired when I got home last night. I'm just like, because it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Don't stay at the fair until 12:30 in the morning on the day that they end the fair.
The final day, yes.
Wow.
Oh, it was only 11:30 when we left.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's bad enough.
Yeah.
Tonight, 6:30, we have Minnesota Twins and the Houston Astros, the first of three tonight. So you'll have that going on as we go off the air. Take this time, as we always do, to thank sponsors of the show. Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, and Palmer Group. So I tried to get Randy Wehofer on the phone yesterday, and I think it might have been his phone.
Okay.
It's crazy because I got mine to work today, so I don't know. Every once in a while, who knows? Sometimes I think this place right here is haunted. It's Wolfgang coming back and going, I know exactly how much you hate this. Here you go. So, but want to thank them, and I just to give you a general idea. So, starting on September 1st, I mean, this is some crazy stuff. There, Mr. Scotty.
Listen.
We have on September 1st, Penn State Purdue. That's going to come on. I'm assuming September 1st is during one of our show days, if it's starting at that time. 9-3. Well, it has to be because 9-3 is Saturday. So it is. The September 1st is a Thursday.
Right.
Yeah. So right after our show, you're going to get Penn State Purdue. I mean, that's a open up your season with someone in your conference. That's pretty wild. Then that Saturday we have Northern Iowa Air Force, and Memphis, Mississippi State. The 8th, we have the Buffalo Bills and the Rams. It's opening night in football. The 10th is Northern Iowa, North Dakota. And then on the 11th, you got the Chiefs and the Cardinals and Tampa Bay and Dallas and Denver and Seattle. I mean, just it's great games.
We're going to hit the ground running. It's going to get busy.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think we'll have, that we will have a betting announcement before too long.
You mean a partner in
crime? Yes.
You would say?
If not, it's just going to be Scotty and I. So, and the boys.
Someone that we may be used to?
I think so. I hope so. That would be nice. But
good.
Yeah, we're gonna utilize Sweet Chuck, we're gonna utilize Andrew, we're gonna utilize Zach.
We need to talk to
who else are we missing?
Oh, my buddy down at Francie's.
Yes. You're the bartender.
Frankie, the bartender.
Yeah. Frankie, no, okay.
He's someone who procrastinates, but no, he's a prognosticator.
Does that not make sense that we'd have Frankie?
Oh, yeah.
Frankie from Francine's is going to come in
Frankie
here. We're going to do some
Francine's on the south side.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be awesome. A ton of stuff to talk about today. I want to hit you with a bunch of things.
Oh, yeah.
First off, happy birthday, Kobe Bryant. Today's Kobe Bryant's birthday. Way too soon.
Nope. Way too soon.
Way too soon. And that's too bad. The other one I got this sent to me like 9 times today. Well, one of two things, federal government stuff, you know, the yelling, student loans, that is, people just get rid of all of them. What the heck? We send money to see if kernels of corn can make better whiskey than somewhere else. I mean, come on. The second one was, they said, you know, gas prices have dropped for the they dropped again today. It's the 70th day in a row. And people are like, man, that's so awesome. And I'm like, yeah, except for you're forgetting one thing. And they're like, what's that? They raised them to the point they were in like 5 days. So it took them 5 days to get to the highest point, and it took them 70 to get back down.
Well, we're not even there yet. No. I mean, we're still a buck and a half higher than we were a year
ago. And it was, I keep waiting. Because this quick star up here is really good about gas prices. Because I drive by the Casey's first when I come here.
Mm-hmm.
Casey's is, let's just take today. Casey's is $3.21 a gallon.
Again, thank you for pointing on the radio because, you know, just to give people an idea, we're in Urbandale.
We're in Urbandale. Yes, sorry, pointing out my door that leads to nowhere.
I can tweet out the point, yes.
And you go 500 feet and Quickstar's $3.01.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting for it to get. I haven't seen gas at $2.99 yet. Have you seen $2.99 anywhere?
It will be soon.
Yeah, I think so. I'm with
Remember,
you.
Remember, I'm a diesel guy.
You are.
You run a big diesel truck, you drive a diesel. That's a whole different thing to watch.
You are. Okay. I guess another big one, and we'll get into football here in just a second, because I've got some crazy stuff on my phone today. One of the biggest news makers of the day, and this is a partnership that I didn't know that I'd ever see because I didn't know how close of friends they actually were until now. And now you see when everything's happening. So I'm talking PGA, which means if I'm talking PGA, as much as we love all the guys that play in the PGA, the two most important people in the PGA right now,
Tiger Woods
and Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy,
and they have now came together to make TMRW a new sports entertainment venture that they're going to off-season, and this is just the start, off-season, go on the road with some of the best players into, like, Dallas Cowboy Stadium and do trick shots and do just different things to get people to be, you know, just to think differently of golf. I mean, they're Greg Norman messed up on one thing. If I'm going to do this tour and I'm going to do that, man, it'd be really nice if I could get Tiger and Rory and maybe a couple. But I think Tiger and Rory are the two most important because Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler, they're doing what Tiger does anyway. But Rory was different. And I think he probably knew that he wasn't going to be able to get Tiger, but maybe he could get Rory. And once he didn't get Rory, he kept pushing. I mean, he kept pushing along. I think if he'd have had one or the other of them, it probably would have made a bigger hit. But it's cool that you have a couple of guys that, you know, come from different backgrounds, different countries.
That want to put a little pizzazz into the PGA.
Yes. And they're like, here's the really cool thing is, yes, you know, on any given day, any golfer can beat anybody. We all know that. You have days when you can hit shots and you go, oh, that was horrible. And it lands really close. Mm-hmm. There are 155 golfers that get their tour cards to play at tournaments. Mm-hmm. There's when you look at what they do at the end of the season, you have to be in the top 30 to get to continue playing on. That was the first thing that they did 3 years ago. Is okay. I don't care if I see Scott Allen play in a tournament at the end of the year, but I darn sure want to see Tiger and Rory.
You got to be in the top 30 to make, quote-unquote, their playoffs.
I mean, to make the playoffs.
NASCAR did it for Pete's sake. They created playoffs.
Absolutely. And NASCAR has always been, even as...
progressive.
Yeah. And even as... it's a bad word. I was going to say... it wasn't a naughty word. It was just... NASCAR's always kind of been the backward one. And like, IndyCar racing was always the forward, it seemed like.
Yes.
And then it got to a point where people just... pushed away IndyCar. It's coming back because IndyCar's coming back because of Formula One.
Because of F1, exactly. Yeah.
But when they started doing that, then these guys are like, okay, I'll play because you have to play in 20 tournaments during the year to be able to qualify, and you have to have enough points and all that. But that was a great thing from the PGA, and I think that's going to continue on. But it's just interesting that you have two people like Tiger, and I've always said that. Is even though he is Tiger is a tad obtuse with, you know, he doesn't answer a lot of questions. He's getting better. I mean, he's getting a ton better. I mean, he's got kids now, and it makes a difference. But he's always cared about the backbone of golf. But he also knows that,
like we've always said, yeah, he's cared about the history of
the history
of the PGA golf.
He doesn't care about the 128th ranked player in the world, but he does care about golf, and he cares about Jack and when Arnie was here. I mean, he's had that tie-in.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it seems to me that golf is in a pretty good spot. I think if Tiger and Rory would have got involved earlier, after all is said and done, and I'll stop the golf takes because we're getting into football, but I think the one person that's going to be injured from all of this is Tim Fincham, who is the PGA commissioner. I think the players are like, yeah, you know what? It was good that you made that stand after they still were going to go, even though we tried, but you should have been trying to talk to them 6 months before when you knew a whole bunch of them. Okay. And there's a pretty good chance that seven more are going right now.
Too much has changed in the face of the PGA, from the size of the purses increasing over the last 12 months.
Yep.
Now we're going to do something. We're going to do a barnstorming tour to go to show trick shots and get the crowd into it, a Happy Gilmore type thing, stuff like that, so that we can have the PGA in the forefront. All this. Too many things are being changed because of the LIV circuit.
No, and I think the LIV circuit was great. Their biggest mistake was the only person that wanted to start that was Greg Norman, and nobody likes Greg Norman. That's the one thing that's universal.
There was some things wrong with the PGA.
Oh, absolutely.
Legitimately.
And I don't think anybody was willing to step up. And so I guess I've been – what your thought was, that was a great point.
Right.
I guess I was being too confident for Tiger and Rory. They had nothing to lose. They're like, these guys are the enemy now. Let's come in and we'll swoop in and we'll make this PGA we want to make this PGA into.
It's the same path we go down with the NCAA. Their basketball tournament is great. Look what we do with the basketball tournament, while the rest of the world of their world is on fire.
Right, and they don't even they can even mess up the NCAA tournament though. That's the problem that they have.
But that's what I'm saying. It's you've got to acknowledge day to day what the opportunity, what the error, what the problem may be, and address it. Opposed to, well, one thing's really good, we're okay.
What do you? I mean, I don't know how big of an NBA guy you are. I like NBA playoffs, but I don't like the NBA season. I love conference play in basketball. I love the NCAA tournament. I love that more for betting.
I think I watch more summer league NBA because of names we know,
right,
to find out what was going on. But I don't know as much as I got into it. The last third of the NBA season into the playoffs,
right?
There's more people. There's a longer list of people that I want to see. What the changes, where they went, are they okay? They're healthy, are they a different player? All these different things. I'm not going to say I'm going to sit down and watch 90% of the games, but I'm going to watch a lot more games.
How much of that is Sweet Chuck and Andrew and having someone younger?
Sweet Chuck, Andrew, Josh, that Dre, everybody
game.
At work. I mean, and the way they talk. And again, like I say, when these guys that mid 20 to mid 30, when they talk about the NBA, it's less about teams and more about the player,
right? And back in the day when it first came to me,
it was
the Boston Celtics and the Lakers going in. Then it became, even though it became Michael, it was still the Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan, even if it was Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. And we didn't care who they were playing as long as we got to watch Michael Jordan.
Right.
But when it was Larry and Magic, and Larry and Magic were bringing basketball back, and they were doing McDonald's commercials, and then Reggie Miller, but
so it's yes,
now it's players, and it's
now
definite players.
How
much is that betting too, though? I mean, it's more fun to bet props in the NBA than it is to bet straight up in the NBA.
That is, I mean, you can go first shot, third, 3-point, all these different. I mean, yeah, it is. It does make it fun, but it's. I've also learned that I can take a 10 and throw it out the window of my truck, and it goes away the same way, too. So,
here, just take 5.
Yeah, there we go. We're going to call each other good tonight. How about
that? I'm just
going
to throw that out there. All right, we got a couple of minutes left. I will save. We're going to lead off the next hour. We're going to talk Nick Saban contract. Yeah. We're going to talk some coaching, kind of ups and downs in college coaching.
I've got stuff written down for Week 0 football that we're going into this weekend. And was looking at the spreads, the over-unders. The over-unders, just, I'm like, wow.
Exactly.
It seems
it's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So in this next minute and a half, Joe Wieskamp today signed back with the Spurs. Same contract he had. It's a dual contract.
Two-way
contract. And Luka Garza signs with the Timberwolves, which is a two-way contract. If you are the Minnesota Timberwolves and with your D-League and doing that and your D-League being in Des Moines, Iowa, Luka Garza is – if you're trying to
– I was completely going to go there.
If you're trying to pump up having Luka Garza anywhere, he is – no matter if you're a Cyclone or a Hawkeye, Luka Garza is a good kid. He does good stuff. And I think that's probably a pretty good signing. But I'm glad for Joe Wieskamp too. And I think AJ Green has a really good shot at getting that two-way contract as well. So I mean, I think all that is going to work out for everybody. So I think that's really good. One other big one, and I was going to talk about it more. We have so much to talk about. So the NCAA Women's Basketball Final Four and Championship game. Yep, is going to be on ABC, which is a big...
I was going to say, leave that as a tease because I want to talk about that.
That's a big deal for women's basketball as much as, you know, when you're watching the NCAA tournament, you're getting it on everything, TNT, TBS, and all that. But when it's at its highest level, it's on a national... It's on CBS.
And no, it's on ABC.
ABC. No. Women's basketball. I'm saying men's basketball has always played their last two games.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's on national TV and not ESPN. A lot of their pre stuff is on TBS and TNT and all that. But when the rubber hits the road.
Okay. We're going to talk about it after this. the women's announcement, if you start reading it, read it twice, it seems a little tainted. So we'll talk about that.
You are listening to Steen on Sports, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, since we're not in here on Thursday. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Scott and I will be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.
We're still running smooth.
Home for Sports Talk Radio. Steen on Sports, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Hope everybody's having a great day. It's getting to be that time, about 4:30, if you're driving home, be safe. It's nice and sunny out there. It's a beautiful ride home. Enjoy it. And there was a whole lot of Iowa State troopers out on the road today. So, because they're not at the fair anymore. They don't have anything to do. So they're out there.
They've got plenty to do.
You are listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower, _13. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Minnesota Twins, Houston Astros, 6:30 pregame. When we pop out of here, I am going to lead off today with DeMoss, and I have to pull it up because DeMoss had some news yesterday. I don't know if Scott heard the news yesterday. So let me see if they still...
Talk to me, Steen. What's going on?
It's not on there. So what happened? Oh, no, it was... I apologize. It was an email. give me 2 seconds because it came... From Melissa.
It must be a big time announcement or something in the future.
So, Des Moines Orthopedic has purchased Engineered Performance. So, it is now going to be Engineered Performance by DeMoss. Engineered Performance is... It's an exceptional opportunity to become the leader in elite sports rehabilitation and performance training in Central Iowa. Our integrated team of physicians, physical therapists, and performance specialists are here to help you achieve greatness. Engineer Performance was born out of frustration with the Midwest limited athletic performance training opportunities. As athletes, we have been through the system. Cookie cutter programs are less than professional weight training programs. Just don't work out. E4P was designed to provide a specific functional training program for all athletes and are honored to join the DeMoss team of professionals. DMOS will allow us to elevate our current mission with full-service orthopedic sports medicine and sports performance opportunities, and allows us to better serve athletes in Central Iowa. If DMOS wasn't big enough, now they're going into the performance aspect of it.
So it's not just the there when you get fixed and you go through the rehab.
No,
they're doing
it's
preventative.
It's preventative. It's helping you go through.
Well, that
and
is super
got
cool.
Three different locations. Let me see if I can hit those here.
Three in the metro.
Yep. I know they had because I read it. Yes. Oh, here we are right here. So. There's one in Ankeny. It's in the Prairie Trail District.
Yep, gotcha.
There's one in Grimes at the Grimes North Sports Complex, which is a huge sports complex in Grimes. And the last one is in Huxley.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So up Ballard, so heading towards...
Yeah, toward Ames. It's between here and Ames, yeah.
So...
Well, that's awesome.
DMOS stuff. So there you go.
I bet you a few more locations pop up as well.
I bet they do as well. So once again, Des Moines Orthopedic... just like we said with their urgent care, where if you hurt something that fits into their category, and you know the categories, we talk about them all the time. It is foot, ankle, hand, upper extremity, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, trauma, sport med. With their urgent injury clinic, you're not so. If you go to the hospital and you go to the emergency room, you're getting someone that's on call, on staff in the emergency room. Probably their specialty is not your leg or your knee or your ankle. You go to DMOS Urgent Care because you can go to DMOS.com and you can even see how long the wait time is. And if you're a student athlete, they do a really good job of getting you in and start helping the getting better right away. So what a great thing for DMOS, and happy to have them be a part of the program as well.
Good stuff.
Okay. So, NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament is going to be on ABC.
Okay, so that's what you heard.
That was the big news.
What was your, oh, that's cool. That's the respect that they need.
That's what I was hoping for until I have a feeling you're going to rain on my parade.
No, I'm not. I just, when I read it, it was, okay, cool. It's going to be on ABC. They've said the things that they are generating strong audiences, all these different things. But it's... When it was on the other channels before, wasn't it in the primetime?
Yes.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. It's a day game. So we're going to give you a cool network, you know, that everybody can see on ABC, but it's going to be in the middle of the day.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like that part.
So, I mean, didn't it just seemed a little...
Well, they just can't
look at the
out.
Hand waving over here. Yeah. Don't look at the other hand on the other side.
They can't get out of their own way. And I guess I understand that. It's going to happen. I would... This has always been my hope since we started doing this, that, you know, smarter people would go, why wouldn't we just treat them both the same and try treating them both the same? And then if you really wanted to go out and show and say, okay, the reason that we have to do it at 2 o'clock is because, you know, it's coming up. I mean, we're going to keep pushing. It's not there yet, but at least we got them where they need to be. But see, they've never done that. They think just announcing something like that and putting that down in the middle makes it okay.
They said there's previous commitments for primetime is what they said. So I'd really like to see what that is. Okay, so it's in Dallas.
Bowling. PBA bowling. I was going to say PBR, but that's rodeo.
It's professional bull riding, but it's PBA. Professional bulls. Okay, it is in Dallas. Final Four is in Dallas for the women's NCAA. D2 and D3 are also going to be at the same time. Good idea?
Great idea.
So it's really that's going to give those two divisions opportunity for a bigger, better audience.
I've always thought that they should have Division 2 and Division 3. I'm not even going to go so far to think that by the time that our children have children that are going to be wanting to watch basketball, that you're going to have I think the NCAA basketball could even do it more. You're going to have these teams that are going to make up that 64, and then the NIT is going to push out even further and have, okay, we're going to take 22 or whatever of that next grouping of smaller schools, and then we're going to do Division One AA or Division Two or Division Three and run them all at the same time so people are getting to see them. I think it's going to change. Here's the only thing that I think is going to put a all this that we've been talking about with name, image, likeness and all this and all the money that's out there and all of that. There's still a pretty good chance in the next year and a half that a lot of that's going to go away, because you have two court cases that are getting ready to be heard at the Supreme Court that what college athletics are doing is much closer to being the NFL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball and whatever else that than it is being a nonprofit. They're going to make them be employees.
I was going to say, now you're going to have to have a players union.
Right.
Now you're going to have it's workman's gonna, comp.
Right.
You're going to have all these different things that go with it being a job.
Right. And I think this is my reasoning. So call me an idiot if you think I'm way off base. I think when all these kids are up in school, I think they should be treated differently. I think that they should be doing a better job of individuals that are going to college, of getting them as good an education, but at a much reduced rate. I think that as you're seeing, everybody's talking about student debt. What it takes for your first 2 years in college to go to college, where you don't get to take any of the classes that if you know what you want to do, you still don't get to take them until your third or fourth year,
right,
to a certain extent. But if this court case goes through and they say, you know what, they are employees, you have to give them health insurance. You have to pay them. You have to pay them a fair wage, a fair and manageable wage. And to a point where it could be lifetime health if something happens,
right,
to you.
Exactly.
And so that's going to change, but it's also going to
change. So you're saying the reins are going to get pulled back on this whole NIL deal?
Because I think they're going to end up
like, oh, we can't afford that.
Right. Well, I think the NIL will still be, because it's not the school that's functioning in the NIL, but the school's going to have to figure out a way how they're going to pay. And they're going to say, well, we can't do that. Well, the NCAA, when they're doing the NCAA final, the tournament, that whole tournament thing, their advertising dollars and all this stuff, it's close to $1 billion. So don't tell me that they don't have money and they can't function outside of that. But that's also going to change, because now you're not going to have a commissioner of the NCAA. You're going to have, it's going to be a different term, but you have to make sure.
Well,
it's going to muddy it up.
It goes back to the previous conversation where we went through, things weren't being done because things were fine. Things were fine, but they weren't fine.
No.
There was problems, outlying problems. But those outlying problems weren't addressed within the NCAA because they focused on the things that they did. Those turned into NIL. Those turned into uncontrollable things for the NCAA. Now that's going to hurt them. Now that's going to get to the point where that is going to be a major issue for them.
One of the meanest things that I've been pretty critical of, And I love these guys, because it's all I've ever done in my life is listen to Billy Packer and Dick Vitale and all these guys.
Yep.
And for them to take the coach's side and say the kids, you know, it's too much, the kids can't be getting stuff like that when the coaches are getting paid millions of dollars. Here's the even bigger part of that. Dick Vitale makes $5 million a year calling basketball games of young men and women who don't make any money.
Right.
How can you be so blinded by the other, you know, okay, I can't be a TV star. I can be a TV star and not talk to any of these kids, even though I like talking to them. To be a TV star, man, I got to be in with coaches. So, you know, when Nick Saban says, I don't want to pay to, you know, oh my God, it's Nick Saban. He's the best football coach in the world. Why is he the best football coach in the world? Because he gets the best players. What makes him the best coach? Because he has the best players.
Right. Well, and he also would have five of the same player. Now he might not necessarily get that anymore because the rules are changing.
Exactly.
Away
and I think that's going to happen too, because here's the one thing that we all forget. Now you have some kids that want to go somewhere and they want to be on TV. Well, that goes away. Everybody's on TV. I mean, you, if you want to watch a college football game of your team, you can get it on TV. Okay, so NIL. Well, NIL, I mean, there's small schools that get just as much money. These kids are getting just as much, or if not more, than anywhere else. So kids are going to smarten up a little bit, right? So what's the most important thing for you if you want the most name, image, likeness money? Somebody has to see you play. And if you're going to a school that already has five running backs that are NFL ready, why are you going there?
Right.
Why would you want to go there? And if we get to three conferences and you're always going to be on TV, what says you have to go to Alabama? Who says you have to? You know,
the past being number three at Alabama was still a pretty good thing.
Absolutely. Because you knew you're going to get 1 year and then you're going to be that one.
Right. But now it's a waiting game of, well, I could be making a lot more money if I
now,
wouldn't play
for them. Offensive linemen and stuff like that, I understand. But if you're Arch Manning, or this is the one I get the most of. Well, why in the world would J.J. Cole go to Iowa State? Okay, well, other people are already going other places. He's going to walk in and he's going to start. We've never had a five-star quarterback before. Right. Never. We've never had, I think Omaha might be the first, if he gets to that point, might be the first five-star basketball player we've ever had. Why would you not want to go somewhere? It's on TV. You're on Big 12. You're in the Big 12, Big 10. You're on TV all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even now, see, that's the crazy thing for me. If Rutgers and Maryland and some of these smaller schools in the Big 10, if they have quality coaches and you're always going to be on TV, why would I want to go to Ohio State or Michigan or Penn State or Wisconsin and be the fourth guy for 2 years? I mean, I think you're absolutely, especially basketball, not as much, but football matters because you've got to get on the field.
Right. But some people are going to say, well, wouldn't you rather be on a team that wins a national championship?
To a certain extent, yeah.
But if
I don't have anything to do with that, I mean, yeah, it's fun to rah-rah, but I want people to see me play because there's been a lot of Alabama players that have won a national championship that haven't made it in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and Nick Saban just got paid $96.2 million.
Through 2030.
Yeah, 23. He'll be like 114 years old. No, he's not going to be that old, but he's going to be old enough.
That's not even including his Affleck money.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be in his 80s, and I don't know. And I like Nick Saban. I like listening to him. I like listening to all these guys right up to the point where they go, yeah, but it's way too much that these kids are getting that. Because what do we – I mean, now I have to make sure that this kid and this – and I'm like, dude, just paid you $90 million. What else do you have to do? You have coaches that do everything else. You stand on the sidelines and rah-rah. Come on.
Well, I mean, it's like any CEO. You got to put together a team.
You got to put together a good team.
I mean,
but I don't know if putting together a good team is worth $94 million.
But I mean, you got to get your management, which is your coaching staff. I mean, it is what it is. If he keeps doing what he has been doing, the money's always going to be there.
No,
there's more money coming if he keeps doing it.
But he has to realize that the people in Alabama the people from Alabama want him to coach these players and win. They're not going to football games to watch Nick Saban. I love watching Matt Campbell on the sidelines. Not the reason I go to Iowa State
games. And we are getting closer and closer to that.
Oh, my goodness, are we. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. It's Steen on Sports as well, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Plenty more where this came from. Coming up, we've got 3.5 minutes. We'll be right back.
101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ is Des Moines' home for professional play-by-play. Every Kansas City Chiefs and NFL primetime game live on terrestrial radio. We also have your baseball covered with the Minnesota Twins. Hey, and don't forget the legendary Jim Rome, weekdays from 11 to 2, and the UNI Panthers. For a complete schedule, visit 1700thechamp.com. 1700 The Champ, now on the FM dial at 101.3 at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Last segment of this first hour already. Holy buckets, Scotty. It's going fast.
I'm back.
You are listening to Steen on Sports, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We try to do this. We we do our homework. We're trying to give you sports your way every day. You know, and as much as we can your way.
It's never good at
homework. Yeah, I know it. You can check us out at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. After this show, 6:30 to be exact, Twins Astros. You get probably a segment and a half of Zach Gill, and then they'll skip on over. So take advantage of that. And you'll get to hear the Twins Astros big games for both squads. So that'll be very interesting. This segment will be brought to you by Palmer Group, founded in 1998 by Austin Palmer. His goal was to change the dynamic by serving both clients, candidates, and the company, and making lives better because of it. That's what they're looking for. They became employee-owned in 2016. CEO right now, David Lito. David's a good dude. It's a big day. So today, Nate gives me a call. Hey, is Sam Lito up here going to school? I'm like, yeah. He goes, I was hoping so because I just said hi to him. So I thought that was kind of cool. They are right now, I guarantee you there's over 500 jobs because it's I know I have a son that works there who's very stressed because there's a lot of stuff going on. They have openings in accounting and finance, admin, customer service, construction, engineering, manufacturing, information technology, mortgage, and banking. Their job is trying to get candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen for everyone, and they do a great job. Palmer Group. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Very nice.
Very, very, very nice. Okay, I got two things for you.
Fire away.
I thought one was funny and one to try to explain sometimes how loving your team and you think the world's going to end, and then you kind of read between the lines of what happened. But the first one, a Nebraska Cornhusker wide receiver signed the best NIL deal ever. He signed it with a heating and cooling company. You know what his name is? His name is
Jerry Maguire.
DeColdest Crawford is his name.
That is awesome.
How cool is that? That is the best. That's down in Nebraska. Okay, so here's one. You and I, between the two of us, we have to have a couple of Minnesota Vikings fans, right? Out there, you have friends.
Yes.
Yeah, we have friends.
Everybody that a big Minnesota Vikings fan, we go watch. And then his daughter graduated from Iowa State. And she works for the Cincinnati Bengals now.
Oh,
so.
She moved up in the world. And who would have said that 10 years ago?
Exactly.
You never know. I know that a couple of buddies that are Minnesota Vikings fans, and you know, I kind of tease sometimes because they haven't. Here's what happened to the Minnesota Vikings last year. The Vikings lost a league-high 8 games by 1 score. Mm-hmm. They played the 10th toughest schedule last year. They were the 5th most injured team with missed games by people. They were plus 10 in turnovers and number 3 in fumble luck. So what this person was going through, and it's Warren Sharp, he is at, I can't see it right now. I will look it up. He's a great follow, by the way. Sharpfootballanalysis.com if you want to go look there. Their over under win total, I think, is 8. I think that's what it is. Kirk Cousins gets maligned because of the money he makes. He worked the system. Here's the funny thing. If Lamar, this is what somebody said today. If Lamar Jackson takes the same route, I hope he doesn't if he takes the same route that Kirk Cousins did, by the time he's done, if they have the same size, type of, and length of contract, Lamar Jackson would make over $1 billion.
Yeah.
Because Kirk Cousins is probably the third highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He used to be one, but I think a couple of people, well, Deshaun Watson passed him by just in guaranteed money because he kept taking the tag. That's all he's done. And it doesn't affect the salary cap as much, but it doesn't, you know, and there's all kinds of little reasons that you don't do that.
Over-under's 9 for Minnesota.
So it's 9. But, I mean, think about that. 1 score. They lost 8 games by 1 score.
Mm-hmm.
So just a little bit of a tidbit there. My other tidbit was, you have a lot of people out there, me being one of them, and until I kind of saw this, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I think? Usually when you have a quarterback and you're not playing well, it's because of turnovers. So the top 10 quarterbacks in turnovers since 2018, Baker Mayfield has 55. Sam Darnold had 52. So, and they're on the same team right now. That's not going to last either. Jared Goff had 49. Jameis Winston had 47. So you think, okay, the top four, I mean, that's a lot of turnovers. And, you know, why are teams sticking? Well, Josh Allen's at 46. Matt Ryan's at 44. Tom Brady's at 43. Philip Rivers was at 43. Matthew Stafford was at 43. Andy Dalton's at 42.
I would like to know a definition of turnover. Is it a sack for a fumble?
Most interceptions. It's interceptions.
I was going to say, because that's different.
Right. It's all on that. Well, and that's not even true to say that most interceptions are on the quarterback. How many interceptions do we see because somebody can't catch a ball?
It's tipped or whatever. Yeah. Or it's a...
But it is just an interesting thing that, you know, Baker Mayfield, what people... remember about Baker Mayfield is that he's a good quarterback. He's a good leader. He's really good in commercials, but he has too many turnovers. Now, a lot of that's so he's had 56 turnovers. I know he's in triple digits and fumbles lost too. That's been his biggest problem.
Right. But as that list goes on, it's the ratio of, okay, how much good have you done to bad? You can be the number one bad beat, but lead.
So number seven is Tom Brady, but his 43 interceptions, he probably has 243 touchdown passes.
Exactly.
So a misleading thing.
43 over his entire career?
Since 2018.
Since 2018. Okay, thank you.
But he's probably averaged 35 to 40 touchdowns per year too. So that's, you know, neither, I mean, it still is a big thing. So just so it's out there, the case that's getting ready to go in front of the Supreme Court is Johnson versus the NCAA. Former Villanova player Ralph Trey Johnson sued the NCAA and nearly two dozen universities in the United States and Eastern District Court of Pennsylvania, claiming that he should be treated more like an employee than a student athlete because of all the things that they do. So that's kind of who's out there with all that. So,
yep, it's going to evolve. It's going to be a different beast that we look at in a year and a half.
Oh, I mean, agree with that. So Alabama today approved an 8-year, $93.6 million, $10.7 a year. That's a lot. It's a lot.
National championships, dude.
It is.
I mean, it is an elite program.
It is an elite program. And it was not an elite program before he got. I mean, it was an elite program when Bear Bryant was there, but it had not been an elite program for some time. And he came after leaving LSU, kind of making a run at the NFL. And the only reason this works, it's been my story all along. He is still he's probably retired and getting ready to go into the Hall of Fame in the NFL.
If the owner
would have allowed him to get Drew Brees, because that's what he wanted, and he didn't get this. Speaking of quarterbacks and being the GOAT quarterback, Chase Daniels in his 12-year career has averaged $5.1 million per touchdown pass. He has made $41 million in his career and thrown 8 touchdowns.
Good work.
It's
if you
good
can get it.
Work if you can get it. I'll do this one really quick. So this is somebody. This is the sentiment in Alabama. Is Nick Saban's new record contract pays him nearly $10.7 million a year, despite being the highest paid coach in college football? He's still incredibly underpaid. Saban is worth billions to Alabama. He would still be underpaid at $30 million a year. Do you think he would be underpaid at $30 million a year?
I mean, to look at it an actual spreadsheet, yeah.
Probably.
But to look at it as a college football coach, come on.
Yeah, I agree with that. So that's always the tough part. You know, you everybody wants to believe that. Iowa State fans, I hit me with Dan McCartney. Love Dan McCartney. But who's my? I love Paul Rhodes. I loved listening to Paul Rhodes.
He was proud.
I all that stuff. Dude could not win a game the last Saturday of the year to get to a bowl game to save his life. Nick Saban doesn't do that. Nick Saban wins those games.
You're not telling me anything I don't know. I've been an Iowa State fan for a long time.
You're listening to Scene on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk to Real Sports Fans. Top of the hour break. We'll be back. Plenty of NFL coming up.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3